Welcome to As It Was, Tales from the Mythical State of Jefferson. Beginning in 1857, being an Oregon lighthouse keeper was more than maintaining the warning beacon for ships at sea. It also meant carrying a pail of lard oil from storage up more than 100 steps each night, repairing, cleaning, and polishing the lenses, and keeping a daily journal of all activities, including receiving visitors. Keepers were required to read, write, and do arithmetic. Besides their lighthouse duties, the keepers and their families gardened and hunted game, maintained their nearby house, and reared and educated their children. Some kept a cow for milk. Keepers cherished rare moments of leisure for reading and sleeping. In 1876, the U.S. Lighthouse Establishment provided books in revolving libraries packed in large oak boxes. They arrived every 3 or 4 months by ship and over rugged, sometimes muddy roads. Lighthouses dotted the Oregon coast every 40 miles, providing light 20 miles out to sea. Later, beacon lamps, powered by electricity, replaced oil-burning candle lights. The U.S. Department of Commerce first administered the lighthouses for aiding ships in Oregon's treacherous seas. The Department of Defense ran them during World War II. The Interior Department is in charge today. Today's episode of As It was written by Jim Long, edited by Kernan Turner, and produced by Raymond Scully. I'm Shirley Patton. As It Was is a co-production of JPR and the Southern Oregon Historical Society. To share stories or to learn more about the series, visit asitwas.org.